President Trump is drawing criticism from activists who are normally his staunchest allies, including here in Idaho. Heath Drusen reports on the president's controversial response to shootings that left more than 30 people dead.
The shootings occurred in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio this weekend. In response, the president gave a speech Monday in which he endorsed so-called red flag laws. Those allow a judge to temporarily remove firearms from people deemed to be a threat to themselves or to others. For some, this felt like a betrayal from a president who campaigned on protecting gun rights. Idaho Second Amendment Alliance President Greg Pruitt immediately took to Facebook to condemn the speech.
We are going to do everything that we can to stop President Trump and the Senate Republicans from ever implementing this.
Others, though, said it's clear we need legislation to keep guns away from those who pose a danger. State Representative Melissa Wintrow, a Boise Democrat, grew up near Dayton and said she's sick of inaction after mass shootings. She says legislation like red flag laws are necessary to balance Idaho's ever-loosening gun statutes.
If we're going to continue to loosen restrictions, we have to have a complete conversation on really identifying the folks we don't want to have a firearm.
Members of Idaho's congressional delegation did not immediately weigh in on the issue. Heath Drusen, Boise State, Public Radio News.